The question raging up and down the California coastline after this one was, would Bradley Woolworth be saved? Well, you can imagine the thousands of letters that poured in from Little Orphan Amy fans after this episode, and most of them were written to the creators of the series, begging them to be merciful as to the fate of Bradley Woolworth III. However, sad to say, in the next program, he is saved. Let's see how, as we listen to the third episode of KCPR's Little Orphan Amy. As we left Little Orphan Amy and the rest of the gang last week, they were on their way to save Bradley Woolworth III. It seems that Bradley had gotten himself locked up in the local variety store, LMNP. We join Bradley at this time to see how he's coming along.
Now let me see. I've alphabetized everything up to the R's. I guess I could start on the S's. I really wish someone would come save me. There's no telling what will happen if I don't get home to feed my green 25. Safety pins, solid bowls. The people at this store are really going to appreciate all the work I have done.
The gang is piled into the surfing dragster and the joint mobile and are on the way.
This is really uncomfortable sitting on your lap, Todd. Do you have something in your pocket?
And over in the surfing dragster.
This car sure is noisy. You boys had better get it fixed.
No problem. I'll turn on the radio. Hey, radio, I love you.
You guys are so funny, I forgot to laugh. Well?
Well, what?
Aren't you going to switch on the radio?
Sorry.
Tell why, San Luis Obispo, the station that tries harder to make you listen.
Back to the joint mobile.
Just my luck to get stuck with Mary Lou.
This isn't heaven for me either, Bitsy. You could stand to lose a few pounds.
Hey, you guys, cut it out, man. We're trying to listen to Pink Floyd.
Is he really pink?
Say, hey, Amy, that's his name. This is Animal Sounds.
Wow, I really dig on those cosmic pigs.
Is that what it's called? I thought we were passing a farm.
Yeah, I was just getting to feel real home down like.
And in the surfing dragster.
The others just turned. I think we're there.
I hope so. It's way past all of our bedtimes, and I'm worried about Amy staying up late.
Hey, where's Bruce Queen? I thought he was going to come with us. After all, it's his roommate we're rescuing.
He said he was going to get some exercise and that he'd meet us here.
But how? I seriously doubt he can drive.
And even if he could, he'd probably never find us.
Just then, Bruce Queen runs up, panting a little, but scarcely out of breath.
I thought I saw you here. I would have been here sooner, but I had to stop for a green light. I was following pretty good, too. Coach says...
Wait a minute, Bruce. You stopped for a green light?
Of course, but you guys didn't. How come? Didn't you see it?
Oh, wow, man. We usually stop at the red lights, crazy as it sounds.
Well, you're wrong. Coach says that when I see red, I should go. He says...
Say hey, man, forget it. We have to save your twit roommate.
Oh, yeah. Bradley Woolworth, my roommate.
Why does he always say my roommate?
Probably so he won't forget.
Bruce Queen calls for Bradley.
Bradley, are you in there?
Oh, sirs, here I am. I cannot seem to disengage myself from this situation, as I did not bring my security system disengagement apparatus. And these toothpicks keep breaking. Oh, sirs, please save me. I must feed my green 25. And I finished organizing this store.
No problem. I will open the door. See? It came right off.
Great, but the question is, can he put it back?
Security system disengagement apparatus?
Lockpick, Mary Lou, lockpick.
Are you okay, Bradley?
Oh, yes, sirs, I am fine. One moment while I write out a bill for all the work I have done.
Would you look at how he's arranged this store? I don't believe it. He's put, men's protectors right next to brassieres. What's the matter with that? Balloons start with, oh, look, Todd, these are the same ones you have.
Shut up, Amy. Listen, Bradley, old buddy, why don't you forget the bill? After all, there are some things you have to do out of the kindness of your heart.
But, sir, think of all the money I saved them.
If you don't quit calling people, sir, you'll need the money for hospital expenses.
Say, hey, man, let's get home. Gadget is making hot chocolate.
Gosh, that sounds good.
Not for you, Amy. You're going to bed. It's getting late.
Cut it out, Constance, or I'll scratch your Bobby Sherman albums, or better yet, I'll short sheet your bed.
You know better than to touch my bed, Susie. It's as neat as a pin. Hospital corners.
That bed must be boring as hell.
I, for one, don't intend on finding out.
Come on, let's go. You too, Bruce. I don't want you getting lost.
Back at the dorm, Gadget has been, communicating with Dave Sturm.
So they all went to bring Bradley home.
You know, it isn't easy being an RA, trying to face the strain, the changes.
I didn't know you stuttered.
I just go crazy.
I hope you're okay.
Ooh, I'm all shook up.
Well, have some hot chocolate. Maybe that'll straighten you out.
Ooh, baby, you know what I like.
Yeah, sure.
Mmm, that's the way, uh-huh, I like it.
As the others return from their odyssey...
Thank you, sirs. Now I have to go feed
Say,
my...
Hey, man, we know. What is Green 25, anyway?
I'm not sure yet, sir.
I'm gonna kill him. Oh, I can't stand it. I'm gonna kill
him. Cool it, Tommy. Now's your chance to talk to Gadget while I scope out Amy for that date tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Meanwhile, in another corner...
Bitsy?
What?
Hello, it's me, Dave Sturm.
Oh. Hi, Dave. What's new?
I just can't get you out of my mind. I'm crazy about
Listen, Dave. I don't want to hurt you, but, in your own words, you've got to hide your love away.
But I'm hot-blooded. Check it and see. I got a fever of 100...
Put a lid on it, Dave. Meanwhile, Sandy is having some troubles with Amy.
I mean, I'd like to go out to Wyoming de Oro with you, Sandy, but I just can't go if we aren't chaperoned. My aunt would be awfully disappointed in me if I went out with a boy alone.
But do we have to tell her?
Don't listen to that lecherous, evil-minded man, Amy. He is trying to make you into a degenerate, just like he is.
What?
Come on, time for bed, Amy.
Jeez.
Just have a cow, Sandy. Amy, I think you'd better stay with Bitsy and I until you get your roommate situation straightened out.
He probably is, anyway.
Meanwhile, Bitsy and Susie are having a discussion upstairs.
Oh, I don't know. They always seem to make me gain weight.
I know what you mean, but, hi, Amy.
Hi, Constance is in the bathroom. I'm staying here because she doesn't think I should stay in the same room with Todd.
Hey, well, hey. Take my bed. Now forget it, Bitsy. It's too obvious.
What are those pills, Bitsy?
You have got to be kidding.
Well, Amy, they stop her from, well, you know, becoming, well,
knocked up.
Okay, Bitsy, okay. Pregnant.
Oh, should I have them? Well, I haven't gotten pregnant yet, but...
What?
Well, I haven't, but I wouldn't want to get pregnant if I'm not married.
Oh, Amy, I didn't realize you...
I guess we underestimated you. You should be on them. Girls these days can't be too careful.
I guess you're right. How do you get them?
Just a minute, Amy. Hasn't any guy ever asked you if you were protected?
Protected? Why should they? It's none of their business.
Whoa, talk about liberated.
And besides, that is just a bit too personal to be discussing with any boys.
Wait a minute. If you're spending the night with
What?
Them...
I would never spend the night with anyone until I was married.
Amy...
We will leave as Bitsy and Susie explain the birds and the bees of college life to Amy and check up on some of the men.
Well, Leroy, we got through our first day.
Yeah, but we haven't found any cute little fillies yet. What am I gonna do when my ma calls? She says I need a lady behind me if I'm ever gonna make it.
I know. I got my eye on that Mary Lou. She's really something to look at.
Yeah, if you like tractors.
That ain't funny, Leroy. I like her. She really blows a stiff breeze through my hay.
Yeah.
What a woman. She has her own four-wheel drive. I hope she can Aggie stomp.
Yeah. Well, good night. Sleep like a horse.
You too. Partner.
Hey, watch that partner stuff.
And checking in with Ashley and Cliff.
Say, hey, so then we got this stuff from Fresno. Really good. It's surprising how good that homegrown can be. Hold on, I gotta water the plants.
Whoa, you got some distance on that shot there. Let me see if I can beat it.
Come on in.
Hey, you guys. Oh, shit.
No, it isn't.
Oh, that's nauseating.
Hey, my pants are all wet.
So, take them off. Hey, grab a beer from under the bed and join in.
Hey, it doesn't smell that great in here. I think you guys should cool it on your watering system.
Say, hey, as soon as I sell this kilo, we're gonna buy a fan.
Wow. You mean that's that smell? I thought it was just bad grass.
Say, hey, we have this new irrigation system all worked out. That ought to keep down the stench.
You might try a new deodorant while you're at it, man.
Yeah, man. But we don't have the stuff we need right now because something came up and we had to use them.
Yeah, it's a good thing you had them too.
Oh, yeah? What do you need?
Say, hey, man, I'll give you a hint. You buy them at the drugstore.
Yeah, man. You fill them up, you poke a hole, and we use the drip system.
You guys can be rather disgusting. Know that. But due to circumstances beyond my control, you have the best smoke in town.
Cosmic, I agree.
Come on in.
Excuse me, sirs, but Bruce is asleep, and I really must leave my Green 25 exposed to light. It is essential, sirs.
Say hey, okay, but quit calling us sir.
Hey, man, how's about a toke?
Oh, no, thank you, sir. I don't ride the bus. Oh, my goodness, sir. You're naked from the waist down. Except for your panties.
Panties?
So, he's a guy. Oh, no.
You spilled that slime in the plants. They'll die for sure.
There goes the best crop in the U.S. of A.
Shit in the handbag.
Sorry, sirs.
Say, hey, all that money down the drain?
If you could just tell me what the plants are, I could replace them, sirs.
Not unless you go to Columbia, man.
That was a coffee plant, sir? I thought they grew on trees.
Hey, wait. Look at that plant. It's grown a couple of inches. And look how green it's getting.
Oh, wow. Can we be sharing the same hallucination?
Say, hey, what's in that Green 25?
I don't know, sir. I started with a moldy sock, and it's been growing ever since.
Can you make some more of it?
Well, sir, I don't have any more socks.
Say, hey, I'll give you some of mine.
Well, I can try, sirs, but I can't promise anything. It will take a lot of work, and I'm not even sure I can duplicate the process. I need a lot of assorted oils and lubricants.
As the guys try to solve their dilemma, an interesting topic is being discussed in Bitsy's room. Accident prevention.
But what would I do with them if I got some? Where would I put them? How would I remember to take them?
Okay, listen, Amy. It's really easy to remember. Just keep them on your nightstand next to your bed. Then every morning when you wake up, just pop one in your mouth and you're protected. That's all there is to it.
Just make sure you remember to take one every day. One time when I was hanging around with the 7th Fleet, I forgot to take mine. Talk about panic. With all
okay,
the men
I Bitsy,
was...
we know all about your triumphs. Just spare us the details, huh? So anyway, Amy, just keep them by your bed and take one when you wake up.
Keep them by my bed? What if somebody sees them? What if my uncle drops by for a visit? What if that cute RA Dave comes in? I'd just die if anyone knew I was taking a contraceptive pill.
So much for spontaneous conjugation.
Yeah, no kidding. Look, I'll show you. Just take them and put them right behind your African violet here. Bits, hand me my purse. See, if you put them right behind your African violet, no one will be able to see them. The 7th Fleet, huh?
You bet. Oh, come on in, Pat. He's on the baseball team. What a fox.
It's not Pat, it's me.
Oh,
why didn't you tell me you were having a slumber party? I could have started popping corn hours ago.
Oh, gee. This isn't a slumber party. But actually, I could go to sleep. This is getting pretty boring.
We're just telling Amy the virtues of birth control, Constance.
Birth control? What would Amy need to know about birth control? I can't believe it. That is just gross. It's almost as bad as abortion.
Abortion? Isn't that the shellfish you pick off the rocks with a knife?
Sounds like Amy's been talking to Gadget.
Either that or she's been hanging around the baseball diamond. Last time I was in the dugout, I heard this one guy say
Save it, Bitsy.
Well, I will not stand for this decadent behavior in my room.
It's my room, too.
Well, I just can't take it. Maybe we should request new roommates. Because if those pills aren't out of here in 5 minutes, I'll...
Stow it, Constance. Stow it. I think this is what they call a conflict of interest.
Yeah, you have too many and Constance doesn't have any.
Will Amy ever regard the pill as a friend and not an enemy? Will Bruce Queen's IQ ever exceed his height? Is there a life after death? And if so, how do we dress for it? Also, hear Amy say...
Will Green 25 make Dave's sperm grow?
Little Orphan Amy is written, produced, and directed by the staff and management of KCPR. Any resemblance to institutions or to persons living or dead or otherwise is not only uncoincidental, it is deliberate. This is your pronouncer speaking.